up your Bibles this morning to the book of Romans 8. How many of you have come to church and you want to be encouraged? How many want to come to church and leave bogged down? We come to the house of God so that God can help you and I, amen, and lighten up that load that you and I carry sometimes. How many know that? The Word of God says in verse 31 of chapter 8 of Romans chapter 8, if you're there, say amen. If you haven't found it, just say oh my. If you're still lost, just follow along. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8, we're going to start in verse 31. For what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, distress, persecutions, famines, nakedness, peril, or sword, as it is written? For your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, in all these things, we are more. Listen to me. In all these things that happen in our lives, folks, the Word of God still says that we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you. We ask you, God, that you would help us. Change us, God, from glory to glory, more into your image and less of who we are, Father. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. That love, God, that though we were yet sinners, you still decided to take our place. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. See, you and I this morning, as Christians, we go through so much in our lives. There are some that I don't know where they got it at, but they have the perception that when you become a Christian, you are like in a bubble, or you are isolated from the troubles of this world. In other words, they think that you are immune from bad things happening to you. How many know that? That's far from it. Those who are Christians, we know that it is different. It is a different situation. We have the same, we have the problems. Many of us face the same things that everybody else goes through. We have sicknesses, pain, struggles. And can I add one more? We have heartbreak. We all live in the same fallen world. And we all face the many of the same circumstances that other people go through. Sometimes we begin to ask Christians when we get discouraged by the events that happen in our lives. Sometimes as Christians, our hearts, amen, they ache, they hurt, they are in pain because the things that are happening in our lives, folks, they are out of our control. The news from a doctor, the family member who fails, the person, in the church who has hurt us. All of these things, how many know, can crush our lives. 2015, I was pastoring a church. October 2014, I go to the doctor. The doctor says, good bill of health, Mr. Barajas. January of 2015, Mr. Barajas, clean bill of health. March of 2015, the doctor says, Mr. Barajas, have a seat. How many have ever heard those words? Mr. Barajas, the doctor told me, you better have a seat because what I'm about to tell you, listen, I'm pastoring a church. God is moving there in Garland. Things are progressing, and yet the doctor, how dare that doctor tell Pastor Barajas to have a seat? Did he not understand who I was? Did he not understand what my title was? Can I tell you? Your title doesn't matter when things happen upon our lives. Your thing, the position that you are in, when a situation happens, listen to me, a situation is going to happen to our in our lives. Mr. Barajas, there's an abnormality in your prostate. Right now, we're just going to monitor it. This is what we'll do, and you'll come back in 30 days. And he said, cross your fingers. Hopefully, things get different. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer on the top right-hand corner of my prostate. Can I tell you, those circumstances, they can discourage you and I. How many know that? These things, this was out of my control. The doctor, he just told me, you can do one of three things, Mr. Barajas. A, B, or C. Take your choice. It's just like in and out. One, two, or three. Which one do you want? See, Paul here in our text was no stranger to suffering. And neither, amen, was the Roman church that he was talking about here in the Word of God. Through the Word of God, amen, God encouraged, amen, the Roman church. And can I tell you this morning, our hope is that God would also encourage you. God, Paul presents some questions. Firstly, he presented, he said, who can be against us? In verse 31 and 32, what then shall we say again to these against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how then, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? See, if you and I know, amen, that God is for us, ask yourself this question. Who can be against you? Here, Paul, amen, he puts it like this. If God is for us, God is on our side, folks. That alone should be the most encouraging, amen, thing that you and I hear this morning. As we look at this question this morning, Paul here is telling you and I that we have the Creator. Listen to me. We don't have just anybody else. We have the Creator of heaven and earth, amen, that is standing on our corner, our side. They're with us at all times. Verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? We can learn, amen, that God truly is for you and I. God did not spare his son, amen. Jesus being the only perfect person, amen, to ever be in this world. He healed many people. He touched many lives. The Bible tells us that Jesus was in the image of God. In other words, he was God in the flesh. He was Emmanuel, God with us. This Jesus, amen, God with us, the perfect man. He was, and as I did in my Sunday school, he died. He died on the cross, amen, but he didn't die without a cause. He died on the cross for you and I. God did not spare his son, amen, but carried out God's entire plan, which included the death of Jesus. Why did Jesus come to die? In verse 32, we read a special two words. These two words are, trying to pause it, for us. Can I tell you, he died for us. Two words. Why did God not bear his own son? Why did he deliver, amen, him up to the cross for those two words? For us. Jesus died for us. He died that we might receive one thing, folks. Listen, that one thing is what carried our lives forward, and that is that we received the forgiveness of our sins. God delivered Jesus on the cross so that you and I this morning, through his death, might live. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God was not for us, or God was for us way before you and I were ever, ever, ever for him, folks. If God was with us before we ever trusted in him, how much more, amen, if you and I today, this morning, amen, will he be here for us even more? What does this mean for you and I? There will be people, listen to me, there will be people who come against you. There will be diseases. There will be heartbreaks. There will be pains. And yet there will be failures. But they will not be successful in breaking you and I. When the load gets heavy, when it seems like we're going to stumble and fail, God is there for us to help lighten the load. He proved it, amen, before. He proved it again and again, and he will prove it. The Bible says that he is the same. Boom. Yesterday, today, and forever. Who can bring a charge against us? In verse 33, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Who shall bring any charge, folks, this morning? You and I live in a world where the motto is the end justifies the means. Meaning that a desirable outcome makes any method, even unethical or unfair ones, acceptable as long as you achieve it. This is another way of saying that anything goes. Anything. Whether it's morally accepted or immoral, I'm going to get it done because it's going to benefit this guy, you. No matter what, anything goes. People will walk all over you to just be able to get one more step ahead of you. Can I tell you this morning, I thought Dallas was bad. until I came to Colorado Springs. I'm driving. The light is no further than the cars ahead of me. I'm going up. I'm on Carefree, North Carefree. I'm getting ready to make a right on Mark Sheffel. And I'm there, and if I did not glimpse off the side of my mirror today, I might have not been here. I'm driving. Listen, I thought it was bad in Dallas. Amen. This is a small town, a big field town. I'm going, and then all of a sudden, this car comes. Whoom! I'm like, what was that? He cuts in front of me, then makes a right on Mark on 24. I was on Mark Shuffle, not on Carefree. I was getting ready to make a right on Platt. Listen, people are going to cut you off. They're going to do things that you're like, why did you do that? Because they're people, folks. Amen? They want to be able to get in that little bit of space. And they will come and even endanger not only your life, but their lives just to be able to get. They will trample over you, to be able to get what they want. That's what that means. When you and I this morning stand up for our rights morally and righteously, you and I become a bigger target. The world this morning, will attack you in one way, and that is to attack your character. If you get upset, aren't you supposed to be a Christian? Amen. Don't let them know, don't let them know that you have that bumper sticker. Cover up the bumper sticker. I thought you were a Christian. Is that the way Christians are supposed to act? I thought you were supposed to be different. Listen, they will attack our character. They will say, we can't love God or anything because we don't agree. They say we are intolerant. We preach hate. We are bigoted. We are hypocrites. The world is going to try to, break you and I. It's going to try to tear you and I down. We are, but this morning, can I tell you, you and I are already whole and complete. We've already been justified by our faith, not in ourselves, but in Jesus Christ, who is the only one this morning who can be the justifier. Do not let the world bring you down, folks. Many of us, we begin to scream. We feel like this morning, I'm being attacked. We are. Because they want to see how much they can dig to see what they can get out of you. And if they get something wrong, then they're going to scream at you more and more. See, whatever they throw against us or accuse you and I of this morning, you have to remember one thing, that has no power over us. See, the world this morning will, never change. It will not change God's mind towards you and I. There are no charges that the world can bring. You have to understand that there are no charges that the world can bring that will change God's mind towards you. The judge has already found you. While the prosecutor has tried to bring charges against you. the judge has already, brought forth he has pronounced, his verdict. Not guilty. Not guilty. You and I this morning, no matter what comes against us, they can accuse you and I of all things. Listen to me. That doesn't give us the right to be able to act out in however we want to, folks. But we are justified by what Jesus did. His justification, allowed you and I to be pronounced not guilty. Who can condemn us? There are many things that can make you and I feel condemned. How many know that? We feel, that there is no escape. The doctor's bad news, the bank statement. Oh, Jesus, help us. When you see, a negative number on your bank account. Going to a job and finding out that we've been let go. How many know that that can break us? You and I have experienced, many things in our lives. And I feel that this morning, and it might make you feel this morning like there's a life sentence upon our lives. One thing for sure this morning is that Jesus will never condemn you and I. His resurrection, means one thing, that death no longer is able to condemn you, folks. Jesus died so that you can escape condemnation. His resurrection means, that no longer does it have its stronghold. Jesus is the first fruit for all who believe. He has promised that death is not the end, but the beginning or a continuation of our lives. Right now, He is standing at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I. Jesus didn't ascend into heaven just to wait. Right now, He is seated and He is fighting, for you and I. He is praying for us, standing before God, on our behalf. With Jesus standing for us, you and I cannot, listen to me, cannot be condemned. That bad news, that bank statement, that job, that heartbreak will not stop Jesus from continually standing for you and I. Who can separate us, the Word of God says, from Jesus Christ? How many have ever felt that there's a sea in between you and Jesus? Lord, You forgot me. Tribulations, distress, persecution, sword, famine, nakedness, perils, all these things, listen to me, can be real in our lives. But none of us here this morning go through life without facing real life situations, folks. Sooner or later, every single one of us, mark it down, it's not if, it's when. We will have tribulation. We will have distress. We will have persecution. We will have material needs. But we are never separated from the love of Jesus Christ. Death and life cannot separate us. Spiritual beings cannot separate us. Time, cannot separate us. Your emotions cannot separate you. We are forever loved. Can I tell you? Jesus will forever and ever love you. Sin cannot separate you from God. Pastor, sin does separate. If you repent, the sins that you commit, folks, listen to me, that's the grace of God. That if we sin, we repent, get our hearts right, God can forgive us. Verse 37, as I close. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We are more, the Word of God says, than conquerors. As a conqueror, can I tell you something? As a conqueror, you have conquered. That means that you are not defeated. Oh, somebody should have said amen. You're still trying to figure out what I said, right? I know my words, they kind of stumble. Like I said, I sometimes speak Splanglish. Amen. Hallelujah. I mixed up my words. But listen to me. As conquerors, we cannot be defeated, folks. We cannot. Because victory is already ours. That's why the Word of God says that we are more than conquerors. We have the power. Amen. Listen to me. We have the power to stand strong and face danger, amen, head on. You don't run from danger. You run directly. Listen to me. Amen. If a bear, I don't know, I've never met a bear, but they tell you, amen, listen, if you run, I hope never to, amen. But I know they're around, but I hope I never get an encounter. I told my wife, what would you do? She's like, I don't know. I said, I'm going to pick you up and I'm going to make myself try to be bigger. Because I'm not big at all. So I got a lot of growing. I got a lot of growing to try to make myself be big. But they say if you run, listen to me. They say if you run, just read this statement yesterday. It said a bear can run. If you run faster than this, then you're going to outrun a bear. It said a bear can run 28 miles an hour for up to 2 miles. How many here can run that fast? You cannot. Ray, put your hand down. Usain Bolt, the fastest man alive, didn't even top, I believe, that speed. Usain Bolt did it for 100 meters. This bear does it for 2 miles. He's gonna have a sandwich. Amen. He's gonna have a rump roast. See, it is said that you don't run from it. You stand up to it. Amen. You don't run from it. You stand there. You make noises. You make yourself be bigger than you are. Listen to me this morning. Amen. Glory to God. You and I this morning, we have the power to stand strong and face dangers head on. We are to overcome the obstacles that you and I face. That is what you and I are this morning. Not according to what you and I know, but according to the Word of God. We are not conquerors this morning. I'm coming to a close. You and I are not conquerors this morning because of who we are. I know that you are the baddest and the most biggest, amen, in your hood. But when it comes down to it, you'll be running like everybody else. The popo comes. Amen. You can be as bad as you are. You can be bad and say, you can catch me. It's not because of who you are, folks, that you are conquerors. But you and I are conquerors because God, who loved us, is there for you and I this morning. That's why you and I are conquerors. with God on our side, there's nothing that can defeat us. Amen. Say it. With God on our side, nothing can defeat me. Do you believe it this morning? Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. See, we can say it, folks, but do you and I believe it? You're here this morning. You're not saved. You're not right with God. I'm going to make this quick. We're going to move. If God is for me, who can come against me? Maybe you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your life. You've tried everything else under the sun, and all left you broke, busted, and disgusted. You are here this morning. Can I tell you, folks? Jesus wants to touch. He wants to heal. He wants to move. He wants to redeem. He wants to, most of all this morning, he wants to forgive. You've never received the forgiveness of your sins this morning. You've never accepted Jesus Christ into your life. Will you allow the one that died for you and I this morning the right to now come into our lives, and he can be the Lord and Savior of your life? You're here this morning. You've never accepted Jesus Christ. I'm not saying you're a bad. I'm not saying you're a good person. But you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your life. It's not by our good deeds, that you and I are going to be saved. It's not by our works that you and I are going to be saved. It is by accepting Jesus Christ into your life, folks. That's the only way that you can be saved. For all who call upon the name of the Lord, for there is only one name given unto man in which we can be saved, and that is in the name of Jesus. You've never invited Jesus into your life. This morning, you heard a message that God is for us, and you want to give Jesus an opportunity. With your hand lifted up quickly. With your hand lifted up quickly. Raise your hand if you want to accept Jesus into your life. God sees that hand. Anybody else this morning? An honest heart, an honest soul. Anybody else this morning? You're going to stand against the grain. You're going to be honest with God this morning. What are they going to say about me? The question I'd be asking is, what does God think about me this morning? Am I in the fold, or am I away from the fold? I am away this morning. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to surrender your heart to the Lord. You want to make a decision this morning. Maybe you're backslidden. You're away from God. You once gave your life to Jesus. You saw God working in your life. You saw the hand of God moving upon your life. You saw the work of the Lord unfolded upon your life. But you made a decision. You made a decision to walk away from the goodness, the love of God. But this morning, just like you made a decision to walk away, you want to make a decision to come back to God. You're backslidden and you're not right with God this morning. Would you lift up your hand and quickly, God sees that hand. Anybody else? You want to make a decision this morning. You want to commit your life to Jesus. You walked away at one point, but just as you walked away, you want to come back. Lift it up quickly, lift it up. Amen. If you lifted up your hand, would you look at me? You honest? Sir, are you honest? Would you make your way? I just want to pray for you. Anybody else, while these honest hearts are making a commitment, you want to come this morning, you want to join them. Can I tell you? The Bible says that the angels rejoice The angels rejoice. They throw a party on our behalf when we come back to God. Two honest hearts. Can we have two people come and pray for them? Amen. Let me get two men. If God is for me, who can be against me? You and I are going to go through many different things in our lives. We are going to go through many different circumstances in our lives. No matter what circumstance, no matter how severe, minor or major, the hand of God, the protection of God will always be upon our lives, folks. Because if God is with me, who can be against me? God's love is powerful. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Let God help you. God, we thank you. God, we love you. Jesus, we worship your name, oh God.
Never let me go.